We're at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the High School Football Coaches Preview Show here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch with you. Jared Kozar, on-site engineer. We've got Steve Bailey back in studio control. Plenty of coaches still to catch up with before we sign off at 9 o'clock tonight. Feels like 6 o'clock, at least at the beginning of it, was the All-SWC hour. 7 o'clock so far, though, has been dominated by the Lorain County League. And we bring in the head coach of the defending champs of the Lorain County League, Coach Don Griswold with the Keystone Wildcats. Coach, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having us tonight. What a great venue, and the sun's gone down. It's awesome on this back, on this front porch, I should say. Thank you.
Oh, it's terrific out here. The patio's the place to be. You can distance. I mean, they've got wings. They've got that cinnamon honey butter that's fantastic with your sweet potato fries here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We encourage all of you to stop by and check it out. And boy, Coach, last year you guys were so much fun to follow. 9-2 overall. You guys went unbeaten in conference play. And you guys, well, you do lose one of the best players in the entire county. You do bring back quite a bit from last season. 12 players coming back altogether. What do you like about this group?
What I like about this group is the amount of leadership. A lot of juniors and seniors that are battle-hardened, who were instrumental in last year's run. And they took that energy from last year, and it rolled over to into the weight room. They love being around each other. They love each other. So all the buzzwords you hear coaches use, leadership, family, love, right now we have all three of those things. We're not real deep, but our starters are good. They're hungry. They want to continue the energy that last year's team started and add to that legacy. So it's good. I like a lot of things about this team.
Well, in looking what you guys have coming back, we mentioned that you lose Jacob Shackelford, but of course his brother Ryan is coming back for a sophomore season, and a guy that in most cases last year, Coach, I think you'll agree, he was far and away the fastest kid on the field. He was so much fun to watch last year. How do you think Ryan Shackelford has grown from his freshman season?
Well, he's stronger. He's got those 11 games under his belt. He's ready to be, you know, a bigger part of the offense, and he certainly does some good things for us on defense. So, you know, he's got a last name to uphold in a good way, and that inner family rivalry and competition is good, and it's healthy, and it's good for guys like me. So yeah, Ryan will be just fine, and he's gonna be a big part of what we do this year, certainly.
You guys have some guys coming back on defense too. I mean, guys that I'm pretty familiar with after seeing you guys a couple times last year, Gideon Lampron, a guy that had 120 total tackles for you a season ago, and a guy that really turned some heads in conference play.
Yeah, Gideon is just go, go, go. He is a ball of energy. He loves football. He loves his teammates. He is a wonderful young man to be around, and he has competitive excellence as well. He won a bunch of postseason awards last year. He'll be a junior this year, and I see bright things for him. He's just a pleasure to be around, and he is definitely the heart of our defense.
Last year, at least over the first few weeks of the season, seemed like you guys were really looked at as underdogs, and you guys fed off of that. I remember we had you on the wrap-up show the week after you guys beat Clearview. And I remember you were so fired up, and you said Tim Alcorn was the only guy that picked us to win that game in the CT picket line. And that seemed to be the kind of mentality you guys took through the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's fun, and it's easy to be the underdog, you know, but then you just kind of have a subtle shift when you become the favorite. And I, you know, our theme throughout the year, it's all about us. It's all about the story that we're writing for ourselves. And golly, do we write one heck of a story last year. So, you know, when we focus on us and what we can do and certainly what that team could do, you know, good things happen. And certainly the overall record and losing to the eventual state champions is certainly evidence of those.
Keystone head coach Don Griswold joining us here on the patio at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And you know, it's funny you bring that up, because I don't think people realized just how good Clyde really was and still really is. I mean, because this is a team that even when they were playing a division up, they were always in that playoff conversation. I couldn't believe they were an 8 seed, and you guys hung with them. I mean, pound for pound, you guys were right there with those guys till the very end of that game last year. And I think that's all part of setting a different expectation. And I'm sure that's kind of what you were going for the last few years, as the sergeant of the sideline for Keystone. You were trying to set the expectation, and now the expectation is there because, as you said, you guys were the hunters. Now you guys are kind of the hunted as far as the rest of that conference is concerned.
Yeah, we are, and that's a fun position to be in as well. You know, you're climbing the mountain, and then when you have a nice season and you set those standards for your program and for your town and write it down and tell people what you want to do, then the target gets bigger on you. So it's certainly something that we relish. That means that we're having, you know, competitive success. That means we're doing the right things. That means our culture is strong. That means our work ethic is strong. That means that we care about each other. So, you know, year in and year out, trying to sharpen that and making sure that that is strong is certainly at the top of my list of things to do, even above the weight room, because you can have strong kids, but if they don't care about each other, if they don't know how to work hard, if they don't know what the standard is, well, then, you know, you're going to go amiss somewhere throughout the season. So, yeah, it's a fun position, and we certainly have coaches and programs that wear purple and white, like the softball program, where, you know, we could pick brains. You know, how does Jimmy Piazza do it every year? And he's, you know, he's someone to lean on and pick his brain. So, yeah, we're blessed to belong to an awesome community and have good people around us. Many hands make light work, for sure.
It's a great brain to pick. And he's very involved with you guys. Every time we do one of your games, Coach Piazza's out there in the concession stand doing his thing. So that's a fun community, no question about that. And, you know, I've got to ask about your primary signal caller. I'm not sure if you guys have an idea as to who that might be. Clearly some very big shoes to fill, because you're replacing a guy in Jacob Shackelford who 2 years in a row went over 1,000 yards passing and rushing. So I'm sure that's a competition you've got your eye on.
It is, yeah. We have two young men who are more than capable of filling those roles. They're a little different. But there's some similarity, and that's Ryan Shackelford and Connor Roddick, who are both sophomores, great, awesome young men. If one's not taking the snap from center, he'll be somewhere else on the field. So both are going to be instrumental, and they're both a little different, and we might go an old-school college approach and play a little bit of each of them at different points in the game. So, yeah, we'll see.
So how tough are those waters to navigate? Just kind of curious, because I think that is something that can certainly work in college. It is something that can work at high school, because in high school, I think there are certain teams that have a tough time matching up with that. But how tough is that to navigate as the head coach?
You know, as long as you're honest with these young men and their families, as long as you're authentic and honest, they will always respect that. They may not always like what the snap distribution is or this, that, or the other, but we have been nothing but honest about what our vision is for both of them moving forward, and they both completely respect it. Again, they buy into the culture. You know, it's 11-1 out there on a football field. It's the ultimate team game, and they've been great about it.
So taking a look at what you guys are returning in the trenches, Luke Moore, Jacob Rich, a couple of guys I see on paper here. What do you like about what's coming back in the trenches?
Yeah, and Alex Paddocky is the third part of that tripod for starting seniors up front. I mean, these guys are big, they're strong, they're great young men. They can move other people. They can lay their hands on another young man and move him where they want to put him. So it's certainly, you know, anytime you can do that, you know, and have three-fifths of your starting offensive line, again, battle-hardened seniors, leaders, you know, you certainly feel good about your chances of being able to move the ball offensively. And then we got weapons on the outside too. I mean, we have some guy, you know, Evan Maiden and Deegan Rigda, who's another receiver. Those guys are again proven. They were instrumental in our playoff run last year. They are fun to watch after they catch the ball. So it's one of those teams, like I said, our weaknesses is that we're not very deep, but we have athletes all over the place. We have football players all over the place. And like I said, these young men are just an absolute pleasure to be around. You know, being at practice, and those hours that we're out there together, the world is, quote, normal again. I had my 5-year-old daughter, this is a true story, on Friday, my 5-year-old daughter at practice, and she pulled me down and said, she said, Daddy, this reminds me of before the sickness, when everything was normal.
Wow.
Keystone football is doing good things. That's just not just Keystone football, honey. It's it's all of us doing this together. And it was like, my 5-year-old daughter is smart enough to pick up on it. It was just, it was moving. It was amazing. So, you know, I tip my hat to all these football coaches out here who are doing wonderful things in their own communities and serving their communities and helping young boys become men. And it's, you know, it's something we all do together. It's why it's a fraternity out here. And again, thank you for having us tonight.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, I mean, that's a pretty powerful message from a 5-year-old, right? But I think that says it all right there. While we're on the topic of this pandemic, I know it's been tough on everybody. For you, what have been the toughest adjustments that you've had to make as the head coach trying to make sure that everything stays safe?
Yeah, I mean, all the safety protocols are easy. You know, at first it was weird and awkward and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the biggest thing was just not being able to do a lot of the cultural things that we've done, the team building things. It just, because you got to be together and you got to touch each other and spend time together and get each other's personal space to do that at a high level. Not being able to do that kind of stinks. But, you know, other than that, I've just been preaching that, you know, the only thing that we control in life is our response to things. And we're going to prepare as if there's a game August 28th. And if there isn't, they'll let us know. But till then, let's just get better every day. It doesn't matter. Get better. And, you know, I mean, these young people are certainly looking at us as football coaches and adults of, you know, where to take their cues from and how to navigate these things. And we have a tremendous opportunity and privilege to be able to show that to these young men, and it's one that all these men here take very serious.
There's no doubt about that. We've certainly heard that over the last 90 minutes, no question. Coach, this is always so much fun. We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
You stopping by. Always great to catch up with you, and best of luck to you guys this year.
I certainly appreciate it. Thank you for having us, and go Cats. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Again, Keystone head coach Don Griswold joining us here on the patio with the Brew Kettle in Amherst. A lot of great stuff there, as always, from Coach Griswold, the defending.